Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com. Challenges that you must consider when blogging, when you're making that commitment to blogging, time commitment. Do you have the time to blog? Blogging can be time consuming. Consistency is key. And I'm here to tell you, I'm working on consistency myself. I don't have it down to a T. In some aspects I do, depending on which blog of mine that you want to talk about. But consistency is key, and regularly updating your blog with quality content requires a significant time investment. I would say make sure that you have those goals aligned. Make sure that you maybe write them out. Some that you can write out. Hey, I want to make sure I blog on these days at this particular time, and so on and so forth. So that can be something big for you. So that's time commitment. Another challenge you have when considering blogging is building an audience. It takes time. Do you have the patience for that? It may take a while to build a loyal audience. Patience is crucial, and success in blogging often comes from persistence and dedication. It's not going to happen overnight. In most industries, you're going to have to work at it. Some industries, if it's a hot industry, if it's a new hot industry and you're the first one in there that's blogging about it, you're going to get more traction than anybody. Now, if it's something that a lot of people are already in, it's going to take time to build an audience. But you have, just like I said previously about the time commitment, you have to stay consistent with it. But building an audience, it really, really takes time. Another challenge to consider when blogging is the technical learning curve. Some people, it may not be a big deal. For a lot of other people, it might be a big deal. So if you're new to blogging, there might be a learning curve associated with like setting up your website, setting up your blog, understanding search engine optimization, using the particular blogging platform like WordPress. However, there are user-friendly platforms that can help ease the process. I think WordPress is one of those as well. And that's what I loved about when I first started learning about WordPress and doing blogs and writing myself. It's easy to use. Yeah, it may take a little time to understand certain aspects of it or whatnot. The technical learning curve, it might be short for others. It might be a little long for some as well. Another thing you have to consider when blogging, when you make a commitment to starting a blog, is handling the criticism once you start getting traffic. It's not going to be peaches and cream. Everyone is not going to like what you put out. And that's okay. You have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with handling criticism. Just like this video, I'm sure in the comments of this video, everybody's not going to like how I do things, how, you know, what I say, or may challenge some things that I put out. That's okay. You want that. And you say, man, why do I want that? Why do I want haters? And everybody is not a hater. So just probably somebody just challenging what you're saying, or maybe it's somebody that can put you on game. Maybe it's someone that's helping you by putting you on game. Everyone is not a hater, but they're out there. And that's okay, because they help too. Haters are profitable. How are haters profitable? Easy. Just think about this. Think about if you had 10,000 haters, 10,000 people like on this video, perhaps. Say if I had 10,000 people in the comments acting a complete fool about what I'm saying. Whether it's true or not true, they have a different perspective, or they are just being super disrespectful or mid-range disrespectful. It's okay. Maybe you got some people talking about this monk hoodie that I got on, and they're in the comments and they are talking. They are letting me have it. I welcome that. It can be profitable. Trust me, it can be profitable. They help the algorithm. Handling criticism, maybe in the comment section of your blog, you know, maybe you write about a controversial subject and people are going in. They're going in at you or they're going in at whoever. You want that because you want that engagement. Everybody is not a hater, or everybody is, you're going to have buttholes. You're going to have people, you're just going to have it. You just have to learn how to handle that. You have to learn how to handle that. It's not for everyone. Everyone will not agree with your opinions, and just dealing with criticism is part of being a blogger. So you have to develop thick skin in the process of all of this. Monetization challenges, it's a thing to consider as well. So while there's potential for monetization, it is not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that you're going to make money blogging. It's just not. So earning money from blogging often requires a substantial readership and effective monetization strategies. Keep that in mind. Focus on the work. Focus on your audience. Focus on just putting the content out there. If you focus on your people, all of that stuff will come. If you focus on helping people, all of that will come. Focus on giving value to people, all of that will come. So just don't start your blog off just worried about money. I'm gonna do this for money, because it's not gonna work that way. Just be consistent. Have a plan and be consistent. All of that stuff will come.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.